A very unusual question now. Do we have to pray for things in order? For example, can we pray for someone's salvation after they're dead? Well, the Bible tells us that the Lord Jesus was believed on in the world. If you don't believe on him in the world, you can't believe on him after you leave. It's appointed unto men once to die, after that the judgment. If you're not saved while you're alive, there's no salvation for you once you're gone. So as far as praying for those who have already died, I think we're asking God to do something that he has clearly stated, that once a person makes a decision and crosses the line into eternity, God holds them for the decision they have made. On the other hand, I do recognize that God is eternal. And I had a great aunt, and she believed that his yoke was easy and his burden was light, and sometimes she promised to pray for a student who was having an exam the next day, and then instead of praying at 11 in the morning, she remembered at 11 at night. And she would think, well, you know, the Lord heard me promise, and on the basis of my promise, he went ahead and answered, so I guess I'm still obligated to pray, so I'll go ahead and pray now, because God's the eternal God anyway, right? So she'd go ahead and pray. I don't know whether that works or not, but she certainly was a relaxed sort of a saint. She enjoyed thinking that way. Time is a strange thing, isn't it? I call up my daughter from Japan, and I say, what are you doing Friday night? And she tells me, and she says, what are you doing, Daddy, Friday night? And I say, well, actually, it's already Saturday morning. Really? I mean, you look at the stars. You don't see the stars now. You see them then. You see them as they were. Some of the stars that are still shining tonight, they blew up long ago. So we live in this little world of time, and we think in our little logical way, but God is outside of all of that. And so the Lord would say, the time is coming and now is, or before Abraham was, I am. So God doesn't work on our schedule, does he? In fact, he says, before they call, I will answer. So he knows our thoughts afar off. Before we pray, he already knew about that. So there is a sense in which I shouldn't be frustrated by that. The Lord, he's such a good master, isn't he? He's so kind. If I miss an opportunity to witness, and the person is past me, it's too late, do I just feel guilty about that? No, I can just stop and say, Lord, my courage failed me just when I needed it. I'm sorry. But you have other agents down the road here, other Christians who are going to cross this person's path. I'd like to pray for them. I'd like to pray for their courage and their boldness and wisdom, that they'll know the right thing to say. And then you can still have a part in the end result, you see? So God is very gracious that way. He understands we're dust. He knows our weakness and our frailty. And so, yes, there is a sense in which even after we feel like the opportunity is past, he is able to restore the years that the locust hath eaten, and the eternal God knows how to do things that we cannot do ourselves.